Welcome to the Life Notes Podcast. This is the 35th in the series of Life Notes titled, What Did Jesus Say? This episode is Follow Me. There are two gospel readings, the first from Mark 1, verses 16 and 17. And Jesus said to them, Follow me, and I will make you fish for people. The second reading is Mark 1, verse 35. In the morning, while it was still very dark, he got up and went out to a deserted place, and there he prayed. The childhood game of follow the leader consists of one person, the leader, acting in certain ways while the other players do as the leader does. If the leader takes three steps forward, twirls around, takes two steps back, and then does a somersault, it is up to the followers to copy the leader's actions. In a way, Jesus invites us into a game of follow the leader. He says, Follow me, and we are to do as Jesus does. One foundational habit of Jesus found throughout each gospel is going to a quiet place to pray. Some of us pray before meals, at bedtime, and in church with a congregation, but how well do we follow the way Jesus modeled prayer? First, Mark says Jesus got up while it was still dark. We receive so much visual stimulation from our surroundings that darkness is foreign and frightening. Yet, how can we expect to focus on God's presence when the seductive lure of visual distractions constantly bombards us? We may be better able to commune with God in the dark. Second, Jesus went to a deserted place to be alone with God. When was the last time we sat alone, longing only for God's company? Jesus found solace and rejuvenation in his prayer life. Do we? Perhaps we are not comfortable with prayer because we have not fully entered into it the way Jesus did. Following Jesus, I believe, begins with grounding ourselves in prayer. In the context of Jesus saying, Follow me, it is important to remember he did not say, Worship me. Jesus worships God the Father, the one so far beyond our earthly comprehension that all we can do is fall on our knees in reverent submission. God is unknown and unknowable to the human mind. On the other hand, we can know and love Jesus as we would any other person. God came to earth in the person of Jesus as one of us, so we could know God through him and follow. There's an important distinction between worshiping and following. We can only worship and or fear that which we cannot comprehend. One appropriate response as we consider the vastness of God is astonishment and awe. Like standing at the rim of the Grand Canyon or tracing the path of the Milky Way on a clear, dark night. God in Jesus, however, was comprehensible. Sometimes we act as if he were not in order to ignore the personal obligation to follow him, which can be uncomfortable and inconvenient. We are to worship God, but we are to follow Jesus. Following is an act of presence dictated by the circumstances of the moment. The Gospels help us understand what Jesus did in his day, and through that understanding, to project how Jesus would likely act today. Some Christian churches, my own included, spend a lot of time and energy on issues that Jesus apparently never addressed. To our knowledge, Jesus did not mention homosexuality, gay marriage, women in the priesthood, or practicing LGBTQ persons serving as clergy or being welcomed into Christian fellowship. Regardless, these issues define and divide many churches today, both between denominations and within congregations. I suspect these divisions in the church named for him make Jesus weep. Remember, there were no Christian churches in the time of Jesus who was a Jew. The followers of Jesus formed the Christian church because they desired a new forum within which to more faithfully follow him. How far have we strayed from following our leader? Most of what we know of Jesus' actions on earth fall into the categories of loving, teaching, healing, or including. He brought acceptance and grace where there was judgment and condemnation. He gave knowledge where there was ignorance and healing where there was illness. He reached out to those condemned to the outskirts of society and brought them in. What does it mean to follow Jesus? One thing it means is for us to provide love, knowledge, healing, and inclusion wherever we find hatred, ignorance, illness, and exclusion. To do so requires a centered presence with and attentiveness to the life around us, a regular practice of quiet time alone with God, as Jesus modeled, is a good place to begin. You have been listening to the Life Notes Podcast. I invite you to my website, contemplatinggrace.com, where you will find books, music, and archives of my Life Notes and podcasts. Until next time, this is Greg Hildenbrand wishing you peace and every good.